Transplanted Talent. Talk Asia sits down with actor-director Daniel Wu.
Daniel, welcome to Talk Asia.
Thank you.
Now, you're coming up on 50 movies in your 12-year career. You're also a businessman. You own a pool hall, which is why we're here. Now, if somebody had said to you back in the day, you know, you're not going to be an architect like you trained to be, you're going to be a famous movie star, what would you have thought?
I wouldn't have believed it. I mean, it really, the whole thing just fell in my lap, and then I went with it. And, you know, studying architecture, you never think that you would get into film or movies or this whole business that I'm in. And it was just a surprise. I feel like I've had lucky turn of events in my life. That a lot of people, you know, strive and struggle to be there and can't get there, and then someone like me just falls in my lap. So just try and make the best of it and appreciate what I have, you know.
You were born in the U.S. to Chinese parents,
yeah.
But even though you weren't raised in Asia, did you still feel that connection to this part of the world?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I felt growing up in San Francisco, there's a huge Chinese community there, and a lot of my friends growing up in high school, all that, were also Chinese. I didn't speak the language that well when I was there, but I learned a lot from my parents, who always instilled in me, no matter that you're an American, you're always also a Chinese. So they always pushed that in my mind. It wasn't until I came to Hong Kong that Hong Kong people started calling me Guai Zai, which means white boy, right? Which I started to feel that I wasn't necessarily the same. And I realized it is different, you know. Now I don't really feel that I'm either, actually, anymore. I just kind of think of myself as a person of this world, you know, really. And I think that's the most important thing, is if you can relate to other people, other cultures, and just be open, you get much further in society, yeah.
You won Best New Director at the Hong Kong Film Awards in 2007 for The Heavenly Kings, which was a popumentary about a boy band called Alive that is ironic in itself because it never was alive. It never existed. What was your motivation for that project? And you know, what was it like having to pretend to be in a boy band for 2 years?
It was embarrassing, really embarrassing. Because it's, I mean, you know, we're satiring basically the pop music industry. And at that time, there were a lot of boy bands who were very popular. And on the side, me and my friends, we kind of laugh at that sort of scene. Because I grew up in America. I grew up listening to, you know, punk rock and hip hop and real interesting, dark, heavy music. And then see this light, poppy, boyish music with girls running after people and screaming and crying was very foreign to me. And so we wanted to sort of poke fun at that, as well as poke fun at the industry in general. We thought about making a movie that we actually playing these characters, but I felt like the point wouldn't get across as well as us actually doing it and actually using ourselves to make fun of what we're talking about. So it was difficult because we couldn't tell anybody. So even some of our friends didn't know, and they're like, "You're in a boy band now? What's going on? I think you need to work on your dancing skills a little bit," you know, stuff like that. And it was, it was embarrassing, really. But we knew what we were doing it for, so it made it worth it in the end.
You and Lisa have been together for, you know, a long time now.
Yeah.
But you've been able to largely keep your relationship out of the public eye.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't really like to talk much about my public life in general, because I really do believe that if you know too much about that stuff, it kind of takes away the magic of what you see an actor do on screen. And so, yeah, I mean, it's a matter of just keeping things private and, you know, special moments for special things. I don't think everything is meant for everybody. You know, I've got to keep some things treasured to myself.
Now, Asian movies are churned out in rapid succession. You've got 3 coming out this year alone, I understand. What else is on the horizon for you?
I'm now kind of expanding business-wise. I mean, we're here in one of the sort of bars that I've invested in. And I just want to expand my business based on the ideology of doing what I think is right or doing what I think is fun and interesting rather than for a monetary return. So I started my own management company, Revolution Talent Management, and we're starting a new music division soon. And we're, you know, the music industry is changing, and we want to try different ideas on how to make successful musicians out there, and also non-mainstream musicians. I have a lot of friends who have a lot of talent, but don't necessarily fit into the typical Hong Kong pop star mode. And I want to give them a chance to show their talents. And whether they make money or not, it's not important to me. It's really about getting the passion out there and getting people to have a choice and a variety and not just be spoon-fed entertainment, but be given a choice to select what they want to see, you know.